There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's on Fraser Coast.
Kim Parnell, What's on Fraser Coast. G'day.
G'day.
Always plenty going on, is there not?
There is so much going on. It's a huge weekend.
And welcome to another podcast of What's on Fraser Coast. Of course, Kim has the wonderful Glossy magazine, or you can go on to Kim's What's on Fraser Coast on Facebook as well. Food and Crew Fridays, it's back in Harvey Bay, City Park, Pyalba. This coming Friday.
It is, and it starts at 4 p.m. So the first events of the season always have a get ready theme and are designed to help get residents ready for summer and the storm season. So this will be your chance to get up close to the emergency services vehicles and personnel and meet representatives from the police, SES, Marine Rescue, Rural Fire Service and ambulance crews. And the kids will love all the flashing lights and there'll be giveaways during the night. There'll be live music to dance away to and food trucks ready to feed you. So head on down with the kids and enjoy the night out.
Plenty to keep you occupied there. Also this Friday, tell us about 2022, the exhibition.
So this is at Gattaca's Art Space in Maryborough and it's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's students, family and friends. And all those interested are invited to celebrate the opening of the St. Mary's College 2022 exhibition. So it'll be a night of celebration with art and musical performances. Light refreshments will be provided by the hospitality students and drinks will be available for purchase. So it will be a great night full of spectacular artwork done by the students.
There's plenty coming up Friday. We've got Swan Lake by the Royal Czech Ballet Company at the Brolga Theatre and Convention Centre from 7:30.
Yeah, so it's the first time that the Royal Czech Ballet has come to Australia, so it is quite exciting. Swan Lake's one of the most loved classic ballets of them all. I must admit I'm a Swan Lake lover myself. So this masterpiece ballet is presented in two acts and follows the original storyline with traditional choreographic revisions by Marius Pepita. Swan Lake is a story where the virtues of love and forgiveness in the end conquer evil and betrayal. Ooh. The ballet will feature elite dancers from European countries, including France, Italy and the Ukraine.
Okay, and what about Czech?
Well,
there you go.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
You'd assume so, wouldn't you?
I've been to the magnificent theatre in Prague there, the capital of the Czech Republic. It's just the most beautiful, theatre. You would love it, Kim. Yeah.
I would.
Saturday, it's the Maribor Swap Meet at the Maribor Showgrounds and Equestrian Centre. For those early birds, the event starts 6 a.m. runs through until 2.
So there'll be approximately 300 stalls to browse through. Check out the car displays, enjoy some delicious food, or sit back and enjoy the live entertainment. Entry is $5 per person, and there it really is a lot to see.
Now, tell us what's happening Saturday, October the 8th, the Maribor 5K Skedaddle for Research. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay, I got that
right.
That's at Anzac Park and Yalula Lagoon. What's happening there?
So you can register to walk, skip or run 5 kilometres with family and friends to help beat SCAD heart attacks. For those interested, meet from 3:45 p.m. in Anzac Park. The walk begins at 4. All money raised goes to medical research to better understand, diagnose, treat and ultimately prevent SCAD heart attacks. Donations are tax deductible and every dollar makes a difference, so it's a great cause.
And Kim, October's is Seniors Month. Lots of activities and events are planned across the region. And we've got Jules DeWard from Seniors in Focus to tell us more. G'day, Jules.
Good morning.
Hi, Jules.
Hello, Kim. How are you both?
Yeah, we're well, thanks. Seniors Month. It's going to be a big month ahead. So just tell us, what is Seniors Month all about?
Seniors Month is about celebrating our seniors, our mature members of our community who have given so much across their years of their lifetime to each and every community that they've been involved in.
Okay. A lot of people, I guess, get to a stage where they think, what am I going to do now? I've retired from work. What is my worth? And it is all about worth, isn't it? So tell us a little bit about some of the events you've got planned.
We've got a lot of events planned this year, especially across the Fraser Coast and in particular Harvey Bay. I think there's about 30 events planned. So we've got things happening from this Thursday, the 6th of October, with a cultural cafe, with a Kenyan theme. And then we've got concerts, we've got seniors talent quest, we've got the big over 50s lifestyle expo happening this Sunday the 9th of October at the PCYC. We've got Carnival Day. Come and relive your childhood memories and fish for a duck in a pool. Knock a few cans off the table, etc. Chuck a coin onto a chocolate. Then we've got recycling centre tours. We've got the Be Old documentary screening. We've got composting workshops. We've got craft markets and craft and bric-a-brac sales. We've got a heap of stuff happening at Gattaca's Art Space and the Brolga. And then we finish the whole thing with our rock and roll dance.
Okay. It sounds like a stack of fun. Now, I think you answered my question that I was about to ask you, and that is what constitutes a senior over 50?
Over 50.
Okay. So, I'm in that bracket. I'm there.
Unfortunately, I am too.
Officially, a senior is classified as 65 plus, but we look at people from the age of 50 over.
Okay. All right. Now, where can people grab a copy of this program? Because it is long, it's involved. Where can we have it in front of us?
Yep. So programs are being delivered around town as we speak. So you can grab them from your local libraries, also council customer service, all your local senior services, community centres, and we're also dropping them into seniors' accommodation places and also caravan parks. But if you miss getting one, just give me a call and I'll make sure you get one.
Okay, and your number is?
4194-2441.
4194, hold on, I've just got the pen. 4194, do it again.
4194-2441.
Right,
and I'm really proud because I remembered it.
Yeah, well done. 4194-2441. Hey, Jules, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. There's plenty going on, and there's plenty of opportunities for us to get out and about the over 50s, us oldies. Well, we're not that old. Come on.
Well, some aren't.
Yes.
Well, that's what Senior Month is about, is showing the younger people that we're not over the hill. We can still get out and have fun and enjoy life to the fullest.
Jules, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jules.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
Bye.
And to round out our podcast today, Kim, October 8th through until the 16th is also Mental Health Week, an important week.
It is. There's lots of events planned, and we will, you know, take a little look at them next week in our podcast, I think.
Okay. All right, then. But just be aware that October 8th to 16th is also Mental Health Week as well. Now, if you have an event coming up you would like to submit, where do we go?
You can find me on Facebook or What's on Fraser Coast, or find me on the web.
Okay, and of course there is that beautiful magazine which Kim puts out once a month, the lovely glossy pages, and nobody does it better, Kim.
Oh, thank you, and October's is out now.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Listener What's on Fraser Coast podcast. Kim, we'll talk to you on Friday morning with a brief summary of what's coming up.
I look forward to it.
Go on, get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.